Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and this time yesterday we had a very interesting scenario happen. It was from a Halloween party where a guy named Brad hooked up with Pooh or Poe, the red Teletubby, and apparently that's all he knew. But then we had the Teletubby ended up being, I believe, a girl named Liz calling saying, "Oh my God, that's you and I. We had that hot, steamy hookup."
And I'm freaking out because I love love, and we tried to make this love connection, so we sent them on a date last night to reconnect, rekindle that night, and we want to see what happened.
I mean, I know I was a little messed up at the party, but that chick is not the girl, man. Like,
what?
She's not the red Teletubby. No. I mean, her face, woo, her body. I'm such a jerk, but, like, it did not match up.
No! This is ruining my vision of how this went. So what happened last night?
So I literally walk into that restaurant that you hooked up, you know, last night. And like, the minute I walked in, like, every bone in my body wanted to walk out. Like, right away. Turn around and walk out. It was, like, super, super bizarre, and I don't know why this girl called you and said she was red Teletubby girl, because, like, for sure she wasn't. Not to be a jerk, but, like, Teletubby girl had, like, this ass that was, you know, you could have bounced a nickel off.
Yeah!
Like, I can't forget her smile. So, I'm totally confused, but, like, I can say I'm 100% sure that that is not her, and I don't know who that chick is.
Are you serious?
Okay.
It was not her. There's no way.
So were you, like, high and bi, or, like, what went down?
I'm an okay nice guy, right? So, like, I did sit down because I wanted, like, maybe I was that drunk. And, like, we ordered a drink, and, like, it was pretty apparent that it wasn't her, and, like, she kind of, like, it was obvious it wasn't her, and she knew it wasn't her, and she knew that, like, the jig was up. And so, like, I threw somebody on the table and took off. Because, like, it was just weird, dude. It was so weird.
Oh, no.
All right, well, Brad, hold on. We actually have Liz, a.k.a. the red Teletubby, on the phone. Liz, you just heard what Brad said. Sounds kind of like he doesn't think you're the right one.
All right, fine. Yeah, it wasn't me. I'm not Teletubby girl. But I have been so into him forever now. Okay, you went to high school with me and my roommate. So I started following you on Instagram, like, 4 months ago. And I've honestly... I've fallen in love. You're so funny, so sweet. And the pictures you post with you and your dog, I just think it's adorable. And then I saw you and your ex broke up a couple months ago, and I heard you were coming to the party, so I thought it was my perfect chance to meet you. I dressed up as Khaleesi because I know how much you love Game of Thrones, but no, you were all over Teletubby Girl and did not leave her sight all night. I was totally crushed, and now it's our time. It's my time. You should totally date me.
Wait, so it's not you at all? What's going on?
Yeah,
I'm
not
confused.
Teletubby girl.
You sound like you have the anger of Khaleesi at the end of Game of Thrones, by the way. You're like, it will be mine.
So you were never, you just said you were Teletubby person, girl, to meet up with him?
Yes, because I've been wanting to meet Brad in person, and this was my perfect opportunity and chance to do that.
You don't think...
You never even talked to me.
Yeah, like...
You didn't talk to me at the party.
Couldn't you have reached out to him and said, hey... Nice to meet you. My name's blah, blah, blah. And then went from there. Like, that seems kind of weird, doesn't it, what you're doing?
I mean, I think that it's fine because, like he even talked about, he was drunk and didn't know. So he could have thought that I was Teletubby Girl all along, and then it would have been perfect.
But you didn't look anything like... I'm sorry, guys. I'm kind of freaked out by this. Now she's, like, admitting that, you know, like, I still was second-guessing myself last night a little bit, and, like, now, like, she's saying she's been, like, stalking my Instagram and stuff, and, like, I don't know. I'm kind of freaked out. Like, should I be freaked out, or is this normal for you guys?
This is not normal here. I mean, I understand, like, liking somebody like Liz. I understand doing that, but I just don't understand, especially now it's so acceptable for people to shoot your shot and slide in the DMs. Like, that would have been the easiest, obvious thing to do. Or if you knew he's at the party, it is creepy, you're stalking him and his cute dog, go up there and introduce yourself. Say, hey, nice to meet you. You're friends with blah, blah, blah. My roommate, you're cute. Let's hook up. I don't know, something.
I mean, I've been so nervous to even introduce myself to him because I've been following him for so long and I've had such a crush on him for so long that I honestly thought that this is the best way to go about it.
But you called into a radio show. How nervous could you be? Like, that takes some big cojones to call in.
This is just not how I wanted this to turn out.
This is not how I wanted it to turn out.
All right, well then.
Oh my God. I got like the mother of dragons chasing me down, and she don't look like the mother of dragons, I'll tell you that.
So is there going to be anything here with you, Brad and Liz, or what?
I mean, I'm freaky sometimes, but I'm not that freaky. No, I would prefer not to have any contact with her.
So I guess that's just that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have talked to me. I'm not trying to be weird or anything, but, like, I went on a limb to even call into these guys and ask them, you know, to find this girl. And, like, though I appreciate your attempt, it's really freaky that you were pretending you're somebody else. It's already kind of a weird situation for me. So I don't want to be rude or anything, but, like, it's freaking weird, dude, and you should figure something out.
I think he's out.
All right, well, Liz, hey, thank you so much for calling in.
Such a bummer.
Okay, Brad, I think she's off the line now, dude. Whoa, that did not work.
That was so intense, so intense.
Not good.
Oh, my God. I hope she don't know where I live.
You know what you should do? You should ask Mackenzie out why she's on the phone with you right now and shoot your shot.
I was totally going to say, Brad sounds hot.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm not like, I don't struggle in dating, but it's not like I'm, you know, I didn't work at Abercrombie when I was in high school. You know, it's not like, it's weird because it's like part of me is like, wow, this girl's into me. And I, you know, I'm not like one of those guys that just sleeps around. But then again, like, I still kind of have this weird feeling about this Teletubby girl. Oh,
she's still out there. She's still out there.
Well, it looks like you're going to have to go to a Halloween party, you know, and see what happens.
Sorry, Brad. We tried.
Hey, I really appreciate your help, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, well, that's how it goes. Mackenzie?
Yes, Joe?
I hate to have to be so last minute, but have you thought of anything for Halloween that we're going to be able to do as a show?
I have a few ideas. It depends how in-depth you guys want to go. Because right now, I mean, especially if you're thinking of ordering like on Amazon, you better watch out because it's not going to come probably on time.
Keep living my budget in mind, okay?
I know. I had some ideas, but I don't know. Wanted to be the Spice Girls with intern Chloe, but then that would take a lot of time and effort.
And they wouldn't let me be Baby Spice, so I'm out. Can you help us out? 833-563-2539. We're having a company Halloween party in like 2 days, and it's like mandatory participation, which is always fun. Mandatory. But we don't want to suck. Like, if we're going to do something, we want to win. So what should Joe and Mackenzie, the whole show here, Joe and Mackenzie live in Pork Chop, what should we dress up as? 833-563-2539. Can you help us out?